Before we dive into today's trip down memory lane, a quick shout out to the fine folks at Remind Magazine, who help keep the nostalgia train rolling. This season, the Pop Culture Preservation Society is proudly sponsored by Remind, the publication that understands your collection of Tiger Beat magazines, TV guide issues, and random lunchboxes is not clutter, it's history. We love when Remind lands in our mailboxes, and we can enjoy that analog experience of flipping through its pages and reading all about the classic TV shows and movies and music and all of those pop culture treasures that made us who we are. And as an exclusive offer to PCPS listeners, you can get a full year of Remind magazine for just $12. That's 86% off the cover price. Just go to remindmagazine.com/pop. That's remindmagazine.com/POP. And you can take advantage of this incredible offer. Trust us, you will be so glad you did.
Until now, you had to choose between good taste and low calories. Until now.
The time is right for Pepsi Light. Lemony, Pepsi Light. We put a little lemony taste in and took out half the calories.
Refreshing Pepsi Light. The cola with a lemony taste in and half the calories of regular colas out.
We put a little lemony taste in and took out half the calories.
Welcome, everyone, to another one of our light episodes, refreshing and light on preparation and editing, but hopefully not on content.
No promises.
And if you're just finding us during our light episodes, these are shorter and off-the-cuff conversations we have in between seasons while we're planning and researching our next season's episodes. And if you are just finding us, lucky you, because we have over 260 episodes to keep you entertained until season 19 begins. Sometime in the next handful of weeks, we don't know for sure, but
stay tuned.
We'll keep you on your toes.
That's yeah. Right.
So often these light episodes, the topics come to us just from social media or an article. And this was an Instagram post that I saw, and I immediately thought of, I don't know, probably about 10 episodes we've already recorded we've talked about this. Mm-hmm. And it's a lady and she's in the car and she's singing along. And the words over her head say, "My therapist told me about the nostalgic reset and it's completely changed the way I manage anxiety." And I was like, a nostalgia reset? Well, that sounds something like the Pop Culture Preservation Society. And the caption says, and this is where those of you who have been longtime listeners, this is going to sound familiar to you because we talk about this in so many of our music episodes. She says, "The science is actually wild on this one. When you listen to music from your past, middle school, high school, that one summer, your brain floods with dopamine and oxytocin at the same time. That combo is basically your nervous system's version of a weighted blanket. It's not living in the past. It's called autobiographical memory recall. And researchers have found it measurably reduces loneliness, lowers cortisol, and increases feelings of continuity, aka the feeling that your life makes sense." So that old playlist you haven't listened to in 20 years, it's medicine. And she says, "I now keep a reset playlist for hard days, songs that are tied to memories where I felt safe, free, or just really, really happy. 10 minutes, no phone scrolling, just the music. It works faster than almost anything else I've tried."
That's
mic
so
drop,
missionary.
Walk away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Full mm-hmm. stop, period at the end of that whole caption. Right?
It is. It's what we've talked about so often, in that it's not just that old people like their own music. Like, oh, kids today, their music is so bad. And it's not about being a fuddy-duddy. It's not about not being open-minded. It's not even about nostalgia. It's not claiming that one person's music is better than another. It's that something is happening in your brain when you listen to your own music from when you were growing up.
And we've referred to it a lot of times, and that we didn't come up with this, but they call it the reminiscence bump. remember? Mm-hmm. And it's that music that you were exposed to between, I want to say it's like 12 and 14
yeah,
and 17.
You're right.
Something.
It's 12 and like 16, but the peak of it is at 14.
And they're talking about, I think this person is talking about that in this caption I just read, but I think it also can transcend into, like, for me, for sure, it's college. Mm-hmm. It's high school, it's college. It can be middle school. It can also be the playlist. You know, I lived in Minnesota for 22 years, and for 15 of those, we had a cabin. And it's the playlists we played every summer at the lake when my kids were little. Now, I wasn't between 14 and 17 years old, but like she says in this, it's those, you go back, it harkens back to a time you felt happy or safe mm-hmm. or loved. And so anytime, and I love that my kids have that too, you know, like anytime, like they'll say, oh, when we hear Zac Brown Band, that's the cabin, you know, or something like that, because we always had that kind of music playing. So it doesn't have to just be your 80s pop. It can be any music. And you guys, it is medicine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I would say probably 4 to 5 days a week. I don't know if it's in the car or if it's just at home. Yesterday morning, it was when I was changing the sheets. I put on one of these songs or put on this playlist I have, and there is no stopping the dance. There is no stopping the singing. There is no stopping. And it really doesn't matter how you feel. It gets me out of any type of just low moment slump. I fully believe in music as medicine.
Well, how is that any different from, think about advice you've gotten from therapists or advice that your kids have gotten from therapists when you're in the throes of an episode, of a moment of anxiety, and what they tell you to do is to stop. You need to get out of that moment so they feel your feet on the ground. Find two things that you see that are the color blue. You know, what smells do you smell? All of that is making you stop whatever it is you're doing and thinking. And be in the moment. And that's the same thing that those songs are doing.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And they're having, as the caption said, your body is having a chemical reaction. So this isn't just made up. Like, there's science behind this. And I loved how she said, you know, it lowers cortisol, because I can tell you personally, with the life I've been leading for the past year, let's say, between the wedding and the move and this country, I live in this kind of almost constant state of being like alert, and there's this sense of urgency. And sometimes it really peaks and I can just feel it in my body. And so when we were preparing for this episode, I thought, I'm going to put together a specific playlist, and I called it the cortisol cleanse. And so it's I can play. And in parentheses, it says, calm down, Carolyn.
I have a playlist called Calm the Fuck Down.
Yeah. And so while the songs won't necessarily make me like get up and dance or whatever, they are that weighted blanket that makes me want to do the thing you just said, Kristen, just stop. And pause and notice and just exhale. I mean, that's it's just this giant kind of a thing. And so there's now a playlist just specifically for when I need to calm the fuck down or just get rid of that. Like, you know, your heart's kind of going and you feel like, what am I forgetting? What's going on? Okay, I've got to do this. Mm-hmm. I've got to do that. And for me, I think I'm normally wired a little bit at that level to begin with. So it doesn't take much to just put me over the top. And this has really proven to be medicinal for me, even putting it together. Because I would say, what about that song? Mm-hmm. And I listen to it and I'd be like, I mean, I love that song, but nah, it's not that feeling I want to get. So it was specifically curated when we're going to talk about our songs.
But I think you bring up a good point, because like I just said, you know, there are certain songs that the dance will come out of me no matter what. But it doesn't have to be that kind of, that's not what this means. Like, if you're listening and you're like, I don't really like those types of boppy songs, it doesn't have to be that. Like, I have reset playlists for all different types of situations, like sort of like you have meds for all different types of, right?
Yeah.
I have playlists that for a different situation, because certainly there are times maybe when you're feeling stressed or you're feeling anxious out of it. And Let's Hear It for the Boys just not going to do it. But, you know, a Carpenter song is. or an Anne Murray song is.
Yeah.
So that's such a good point that it can also be something that, like you said, is a weighted blanket. I like how you said that because I definitely have songs that are like that. And that's so different from some of these other songs I'm going to share with you all in just a little bit. I think it can be whatever meds you need at the time.
Whatever
and, you
meds
know,
you need.
Music therapy is becoming a really big career choice for people. We have a good family friend, and she just got her master's. She graduated, and she's also a great musician, so that helps, right? So she plays the guitar. She has a beautiful singing voice. And right before she graduated, she was over having dinner, and I was asking her about some of her classes and her finals. And they literally have to go. So she now got a job at a hospital in Orlando, and that's great. She works for like a healthcare team. So they kind of roam the halls with their guitars, the hospitals. Mm-hmm. And one of the things they had to do as a final is they had to have, it was something ridiculous, like 75 songs in their repertoire, in their like catalog. And they were going to go into a room and sit down, and the instructors were going to just start lobbing songs at them. Can you play James Taylor? Can you play Carole King? Can you play Pink? Can you play Taylor Swift? Can you play from everything? Because their job is, I mean, this whole music as medicine is so valid because they're going to go into hospital rooms, and it could be a 5-year-old. It could be a 26-year-old. It could be an 85-year-old. Mm-hmm. And would you like to hear some music today? It literally is proven to lower their blood pressure to whatever. Mm-hmm. So you have these music therapists have to know how to perform, and they have to know how to play an instrument, and they have to know how, you know, if someone came in my hospital room, you better believe I'm saying, yeah, can you play, you know, a song from the Carpenters or whatever?
Well, and imagine now, like, add to her list of skills, she's going to go into that hospital room and she's going to assess that person's age. Now that we have this information, assess that person's age. And so when you walk into my room, what if she pulled out Landslide? Right?
Yeah.
She just says, 58. All right, I'm going to pull out Landslide. And imagine, a lot of this has to do with the time in which we live, not just what's happening in our country, but also our media landscape. So we are inundated 24 hours a day in a way that we never were before. There was the 6 o'clock news, and there was the 10 o'clock news, and then you had the daily newspaper. And then, so you chose when you would engage with the news. Now we are engaging with the news all day long. And we have a compulsion to feed ourselves, you know, whether it's on social media or podcasts or whatever, or I have a compulsion about catching certain things on TV at night just to catch the headlines and how they regurgitate or interpret or whatever the headlines. But I'm like, Kristen, how many times a day are you going to have somebody interpret the headlines for you?
Oh,
what if
God,
you
right?
replaced 4 of those with listening to music? What if you just engaged with news twice a day and the other 4 are music?
Well, and you bring up a good point, like you said, and you can't get away from it. How in the past we could choose whether or not we wanted to read the paper, and you can't get away from it. But yes, you can. And that's called putting your phone down.
Yes. That's
because
right.
where are we getting all this? Mm-hmm, we're getting it on our phones. And also, Carolyn, I wanted to go back to when I just love the whole music as a weighted blanket.
Yeah.
You know what would be one of mine on that type of playlist? Or if I was really, really ill and someone came in with a guitar, wouldn't it be amazing if you said, could you play the theme to Little House on the Prairie?
Well, I've got
and
I've
they
got
just
some
started
TV.
Tuned. Yep. They're like, hold on, let me go get a French horn from the beginning or whatever that is. So.
No, I almost put that on my list. I do have some TV theme songs, actually.
I was going to say that,
on
yes.
my list.
I think I'm going to add, listeners, we're about to share some lists with you, but I feel like I want to add like the One Day at a Time theme song.
How about the theme from 8 is Enough? That's on my list.
Yes, and the theme from Family Ties, Johnny Mathis and Denise Williams. Yeah. What would we do, baby,
without
us? Oh, gosh. Okay, so listeners, we thought it would be really fun today, much like we do in some of our music episodes that we know you all love, like where we say, on your FM dial, 1983, and we all pick songs from that year and share them with you. We thought it would be fun to share some of the songs that are on our reset playlist or whatever you want to call it.
Which we created right after this post. Like we we were like, yes, I'm going to create a playlist.
Yeah. And so we're going to talk to you a little bit about why we chose some of the songs we did and encourage you all to come up with your own reset playlist.
That's going to be your homework after this is you're going to make your own
reset
playlist.
You're going to be inspired after hearing ours.
So like I said, we immediately had the compulsion, the obsession. Like quickly we all grabbed our phones and we started creating our own mental health playlist. I named mine Retro Reset. And, you know, we talked about what these songs are for and what they do. And so my criteria was that the song gave me, to use Michelle's words, that funny feeling in my tummy, twisty feeling in my tummy. So these weren't just songs like, oh, I love that song, or that's a feel-good song. Mm-hmm. That wasn't what it was at all. It was something that gave me a twisty feeling. And I think what that twisty feeling is time travel. And we've talked about that before in several episodes where there are certain songs where you can feel that you were in that time, like, oh, God, this is just, I can see I'm sitting at my desk in school and blah, blah, blah. It takes you to a different time. So some songs are more transportive than others. Mm-hmm. When I started making a list of the songs that gave me the twisty feeling in my tummy, it's funny, a lot of them were not songs that I would have even told you that I liked. That's not the criteria. It's not that I disliked them. I never would have said, oh, I love That's All by Phil Collins. But I do get a twisty feeling in my tummy. Mm-hmm. So it goes on the list. So then when I analyze all these songs, it is very clear that they are coming from a micro period, a very specific period of time for the most part, and that is 1983, 1984. And that corresponds, this all makes so much sense, you guys, this is science. It's a freaking science. 1983, 1984 would be that moment in time where I am standing on the precipice. I'm standing at the cliff of adolescence. I have 1 foot in childhood, I have 1 foot in adolescence, and I'm starting to pick up that foot in childhood and I'm bringing it over into adolescence. I'm starting high school. Mm-hmm. And that's what every single one of these had in common. So I I grew up very, very quickly leaving junior high and going to high school. And suddenly I felt no need to be the high achiever anymore. I felt more like I needed to have fun. And that was going to be my priority. And I did a great job. But that doesn't mean that this period of time was all fun and games. It was also super confusing. It was terrifying. It was heartbreaking. And so I had to ask myself these questions when I'm putting these songs on the list. I'm like, this was a really hard time for you. Why do you want to be reminded of this time period? Fun is not enough. Fun is not enough. There was a lot going on. And I realized that it kind of felt like a victory lap, that you made it through something that was difficult and you came out on the other side of it. And here you are so many years later, a fully formed human being. It's almost like music can reveal your full human experience and you landed in a really great place. And look how you took care of yourself. All these hard things happened to you and look how you took care of yourself and you made it to the other side and you're a happy person. Oh, humans are funny. Okay, so all that is to say, I have 50 songs on my list. I'm not going to read them all to you. And remember, this is a light episode, so we're not putting any clips. Sorry, everybody. We're just going to go through them. Maybe Carolyn will get to choose one to put at the end. The producer will choose one song. But
oh, that would be fun.
Yeah.
Producer's choice. It'll be a mystery. Yeah. And we also have a timer, don't forget.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm just going to go through some of the ones that give me the twistiest feeling, and I'm not even really going to tell you why. Sometimes I will, but I'm not even really going to tell you why. Just know that they give me a twisty feeling. Okay, here are some of the highlights. PYT by Michael Jackson, Owner of a Lonely Heart by Yes, Tender Love by the Force MDs, Crush on You by the Jets, Against All Odds by Phil Collins. I really felt like my own heart was breaking when that song was on. I think I'm being broken up with right now. Do You Really Want to Hurt Me by Culture Club. Too Shy Shy, Hush Hush, hush I Love I by Kaja Goo Goo. She's a Beauty by The Tubes. Promises Promises by Naked Eyes. Family Man by Hall & Oates. Photograph by Def Leppard. Pass the Dutchie on the Left Hand Side by Musical Youth. Say by Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney. Missing You by John Waite. The Glamorous Life by Sheila E. Oh, Sherry by Steve Perry, Sister Christian, Night Ranger, Break In, There's No Stopping Us, from the soundtrack of Break In, not Electric Boogaloo. That's the sequel. So, yeah, of course, that's from the movie Break In. Ask me if I have the soundtrack. Of course I do. Of course I have that soundtrack. Yamo Be There by James Ingram. DMSR by Prince. And yesterday, as we record this, yesterday was the 10th anniversary of Prince's death, which is now probably going to be like a state holiday at some point. And I am laughing. So yesterday, radio stations were playing literally 100% Prince all day long. We were all taking a bath in Prince music yesterday. And as I'm listening to these songs, I am laughing at how dirty they are and how my parents never said a word. Like, I'm playing this in the living room. There are literally like sex noises, like fuck me noises in these songs. And my parents aren't saying anything. And I'm just like, dance music, sex, romance. I'm just singing along.
Oh my God.
No Parking on the Dance Floor by Midnight Star, which we thought we were so clever and hilarious by singing No Fucking on the Dance Floor. Oh, we're so funny. We're so original. And then the companion to that song is Freakazoid, also by Midnight Star. Everybody Wants to Rule the World by Tears for Fears. Erotic City by Prince. Again, so dirty. You guys, so, so dirty.
Well, it might be in the title.
Yes, I know. It's so, so dirty. And yesterday, again, everyone's posting about Prince like crazy. They're posting their memories. They're posting their memories of the day he died. And I just have to read you this quote from a woman. Her name is Sean. And she said, "My favorite thing about Prince is obviously the music, but somewhere in the top 10 is the way this tiny purple iconoclast, this sexy black funk machine, is white Nordic Minnesota's favorite son." And I loved him like crazy.
That is actually kind of funny, isn't
it? It's so funny. All these white suburban people, like, we just can't get enough. Oh, and then, okay, my last three are It's My Life by Tok Tok, Lover Girl by Tina Marie, and I Feel For You by Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan,
Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan.
I love it. See, it's just twisty feeling in my tummy.
Let me take you in the arms. Let me feel you touch. Let me, you know, in a minute.
All of that brings me to a very, very specific moment in time. And like I said, it feels like a victory lap.
I love it.
Carolyn, what about you?
Yeah. So
what is on your weighted blanket
list? Yes, my weighted blanket list. And that's exactly what this is. So it is music from all different times. But just again, I said I played some of these songs and if it did what I wanted it to do. And basically that was exhale. If it felt like that blanket and the permission to just be and just sit, that's kind of what I wanted to get. So here are a few that are on my list. We've got Sunshine on My Shoulders by John Denver. I Honestly Love You by Olivia Newton-John. One More Night by Phil Collins. Weekend in New England by Barry Manilow. You're Only Human by Billy Joel. I Write the Songs. Believe It or Not, the theme from Greatest American Hero.
Of course, yes.
Sing from the Carpenters. Still from the Commodores.
Oh, God, that song.
Against All Odds, like you, Kristen. Yep. I've got Back in the High Life Again by Steve Winwood. All I Need is a Miracle by Mike and the Mechanics. I said that Somewhere Down the Road, Olivia Newton-John. And that's my list. I did not have as many because I figured, kind of like the woman said too in the caption, sometimes you just need 10 minutes. Like,
that's
this isn't a running playlist that's going to motivate me to get to the next mile. This
you need
is
to
that.
Stop.
Just to kind of recalibrate, get everything settled. And so it might be 10 minutes and I hear five of these songs or something. But that's what those do for me.
Those are my weighted blanket songs.
Mine are like that
those
too.
First ones.
Yeah. And Carol, you know, your 45-year-old alter ego when you were, 12, would get along so well with did we name mine Marlene?
You were Marlene.
Yeah, Marlene. With mine, because I was so into those. So I did the same thing. I have about five that are on every playlist I have. I don't care what kind it is, but I basically picked reset songs that are, yes, mostly from high school and early college years. And these are songs that just, I do have two type of lists. I have one that does just
fill me with so much like dopamine, serotonin, and oxytocin. Those are all the feel-good neurotransmitters. And don't test me on which one does what, because I always forget. I know serotonin or dopamine is the one that's reward, like very quick. Like for me, dopamine hit is going into Michael's or a scrap, or like a sticker store or a needlepoint store. That's my dopamine. I know that because it's very like reward. But these songs, this first few I'm going to share with you are songs that I will never not bop to, and that I won't smile and dance and sing really loudly to. And my number one on that list, no question, no discussion, is, and also listen, listeners, no judgment on us, right. Okay?
Because no judgment. Tone.
Again, yeah. I always sort of feel like they're going to be like, Michelle listens to such dorky music. I don't care.
That's right.
Because my number one, no question, I could listen to it 100 times a day for the rest of my life, is Rhythm of the Night by DeBarge.
Oh, that's cute.
That is my walk-up song. Yeah. That is my, you know how they say you need a walk-up song when you're walking up to bat? That's what would be playing. And what's funny is that one day when we were on the lake years ago, and we were all talking about our walk-up songs with our girls, and I was doing one of those, I don't know. And then they were like, Mom, like, this is how much I play this song. Wow. They're like, what are you talking about? Your walk-up song is Rhythm of the Night. That is everything that encapsulates you because I love it. Yeah. Also, but very close tie would be either one of these two songs from Wham, which would either be I'm Your Man or Freedom. On this very poppy, boppy one that just pulls me out and makes me have a sunshiny day no matter what, would also be Let's Hear It for the Boy, Karma Chameleon, How Will I Know by Whitney Houston. That's one that one day I'm going to do a lip sync contest with. I love that one. Sometimes by Erasure, that's a nod to college, as is Hey Jealousy, that's a nod to college, and just memories that I have tied to when Brian and I were dating. Rio, Vacation, Crush on You, What Have I Done to Deserve This by the Pet Shop Boys. I love that one. And then I have had for a really long time this whole Calm the Fuck Down playlist that when you started talking, I was like, well, that's exactly what this is. This is the playlist I will play as soon as I board an airplane every single time. So what does that tell you? This is without even thinking I created this playlist for a dentist appointment, for when I'm like, it's just been a really rough day, but I don't want to bop around to, you know, I'm Your Man. And so, Carolyn, when you said that about the weighted blankets, I pulled it up on my phone, my Calm the Fuck Down playlist, and listened to these songs. And, you know, I did this years ago without even really knowing the science behind it, because these are the first few songs on that playlist. It's longer than this, but you guys will get that that's the purpose this playlist serves for me. Could I Have This Dance by Anne Murray? Glory of Love by Peter Cetera. Again, no judgment.
Right.
Love that song.
Don't Cry Out Loud, Melissa Manchester.
Oh, yeah.
How Deep Is Your Love, the Bee Gees. I Need to Be in Love, the Carpenters. 2 out of 3 Ain't Bad, Meatloaf.
Oh, yeah.
Precious and Few, Climax. Yeah, those are just the first songs on the list that will always be in my ears when I have a dental
You didn't even know what you were doing. You didn't even know, but you were taking care of yourself. See, humans are really awesome. You just have to listen, people. Just listen to your inner voice in your head. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it's my airplane mix. It's my, and the other ones that I read, like the Rhythm of the Night, like I said, those songs are on. I have playlists called Feel Good, called Happy, called, you know, Bopping Around, whatever. But I had to last night put them in a special, I looked through all those playlists, but this like weighted blanket one is one that I don't even have to think of. And what's funny is when you go to it, it's all songs from my childhood, basically.
Isn't that interesting? Because you weren't instructed to do that. You weren't like saying, I'm going to pick songs from my childhood that make me feel better. No, it was just songs that make you feel better.
Mm-hmm. But I think the point of this conversation today, and like she calls it in the post that I read earlier, autobiographical memory recall.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. Autobiographical memory recall. Yeah.
Yeah. And it says it increases feelings of continuity, aka the feeling that your life makes sense.
Okay.
Because we're connecting, right? We're connecting with this younger us, with this unencumbered us or whatever. And it's helping it's helping almost like level everything, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. Level or like, yeah, level all the levels. What do I want to say? Equalize. Well, even Let's say equalize all the levels.
Yeah, and that seems going to me and my twisty feeling in my tummy, because that time was not necessarily all fun and games. It was really, really confusing and terrifying also. And think about it. That's the first time when you're like going on dates and getting broken up with, or, you know, all of that stuff. And I didn't know how to do any of it. So all of it is terrifying. I had no confidence in how to do anything in the realm of what it means to be an adolescent. Everything was trial and error. You were always stepping in it. But when she says it gives you a sense of your life making sense, mm-hmm. and a sense of continuity, that's why I can revisit that time. And what it tells me is you did it, right. and you're going to be okay.
Yeah.
You're going to be okay. Everything's going to be okay. It's been hard before. And it was okay.
Yeah, that's
and it's right. hard now, mm-hmm. and it's going to be okay.
Well, once again, listeners, we, as we wrap this up, we want to encourage you to please make playlists like this for yourself. And you probably already have them, or you have many of these songs on mm-hmm. other playlists, but make maybe one that is only like 15 minutes long. And I think this week we're going to have a post on social media where we're going to ask you, what are your songs that are your medicine? Mm-hmm. Because it would be really fun to see what everybody... how many other carols and Marlene's are out there?
Yeah, but your reset song. What is your reset song?
Anything mm-hmm. goes, no judgment. And
no
also,
judgment.
As we all get older, like I still have to do this. Don't judge yourself. Like but you know what? I love it. I'm putting theme songs on mine. Mm-hmm. If Music Box Dancer is on mine, that's fine.
Remember, it's actually, not about what you liked. It's not your favorite song. And so oftentimes when mm-hmm. we're trying to share songs with other people, we are trying to be highbrow and show that we were part of this music snobby community, or, you know, right. I knew about The Cure before you did.
I was just thinking The Cure. Right? I was like, you don't have to have a whole bunch of Cure songs.
No, you don't. This is not about that. This is about a gut reaction to whatever gives you the feeling that you need in any moment.
That you need.
And if that's Let's Hear It for the Boy, then God bless you.
Yes.
Amen. Exactly. Because your body, as I've learned in therapy, reacts before your mind ever does. So if you are getting that, you know, they call it somatic. So if you're getting that feeling when that song is on, no matter what that song is, you can't deny that your body reacted. And so don't be ashamed of that. Like,
it's
real.
Listen to
it's
it.
A real
listen
thing.
To that.
Yeah. It's mm-hmm. the same way with your meds. Don't ever be ashamed of what meds you
take.
So, right? Don't be ashamed of what music meds you take either.
Right.
So, anyway, thanks so much, everyone. And go listen to some music and feel great today.
In the meantime, let's raise our glasses for a toast, courtesy of the cast of Three's Company. Two good times.
Two happy days.
To Little House on the Prairie.
Cheers,
cheers.
Everybody.
Cheers.
The information, opinions, and comments expressed on the Pop Culture Preservation Society podcast belong solely to Carolyn, the Crushologist, and Hello Newman, and are in no way representative of our employers or affiliates. And though we truly believe we are always right, there is always a first time. The PCPS is written, produced, and recorded in Minneapolis, Minnesota, home of the fictional WJM Studios and our beloved Mary Richards. Nanu Nanu, keep on truckin', and may the force be with you.
Before we dive into today's trip down memory lane, a quick shout out to the fine folks at Remind Magazine, who help keep the nostalgia train rolling. This season, the Pop Culture Preservation Society is proudly sponsored by Remind, the publication that understands your collection of Tiger Beat magazines, TV guide issues, and random lunchboxes is not clutter, it's history. We love when Remind lands in our mailboxes and we can enjoy that analog experience of flipping through its pages and reading all about the classic TV shows and movies and music and all of those pop culture treasures that made us who we are. And as an exclusive offer to PCPS listeners, you can get a full year of Remind magazine for just $12. That's 86% off the cover price. Just go to remindmagazine.com/pop. That's remindmagazine.com/POP. And you can take advantage of this incredible offer. Trust us, you will be so glad you did.